Hard-hitting news. Alternative talk radio. Get ready, America, for Deadline Live with your host, Jack Blood. Deadline Live is a weekly wrap-up for those too busy in the daily grind to discern and dissect the news. While the so-called mainstream media buries the truth, Jack Blood uncovers it, exposing the lies that our trusted government officials do not want us to know. And now, honk your horns, America, and please welcome Jack Blood.
All right. Welcome, America. That's right. If you want blood, you've got it. Jack Blood here with you for a second hour on Republic Broadcasting Network. Fresh from my trip to American Babylon, as again, I like to call it the casket of civilization. No offense to people in New York. I've lived there and, you know, New York has a lot of good merits and certainly a lot of great people who are aware, know what's going on. But I feel really happy to be back here in Texas, in Austin, Texas. I feel much safer here around my friends and my family. But, you know, that is really a state of mind, just like freedom that you carry everywhere with you. With me for the next hour is David Icke. Many of you know David Icke. He's, I think, billed quite appropriately as one of the most controversial speakers in the world. I've been to David's seminars, and, you know, I know what a lot of you think. Well, you know, David Icke represents the reptilian agenda. David Icke says this and that. And at that point, you close your mind down. Well, if you listen to the last hour, we've maybe explained why. I can testify to this. Going to one of David's seminars, you're going to get about 6 hours of breaking the code of the Illuminati and finding out exactly how detailed the conspiracy is, how deep the rabbit hole goes. And at the end, he says for you the more complex issues. So, folks, I highly encourage you to get to one of these seminars if and when he's going to have one. David, I know you had, about 17, 18,000 people in Los Angeles a couple of months back?
Well, there's a lot of people there, and it was very encouraging because the audience and the audiences generally are the absolute spectrum of society. There's not a racial divide. There's not an age divide. It's just people with an open mind who are seeking to know more about the world they live in. And, you know, and you will have experienced the same, Jack. I mean, since I started this nearly 15 years ago, when absolutely no one wanted to know, you know, the odd person. I mean, I was walking around England, traveling around England in the early 90s. I was putting the chairs out. No one basically would come. I would put the chairs back and then leave a lot poorer than when I arrived. But now it is transformed. This awakening that we talk about is absolutely happening. And it's interesting, you know, given what I said earlier about the fact that it's not that we really have to learn anything. It's that we have to break the hypnotic trance that this system puts us in. And when we talk about people awakening and the wake up, mm-hmm. that's exactly what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're waking up from the hypnotic trance. And this is why, just like the subject on the stage in a hypnotist show, when the guy clicks his fingers, suddenly that subject's reality transforms. Suddenly there isn't an elephant in the audience anymore. And all these things they were led to believe, hey, that apple I ate was actually a potato. There it is. I can see it now. And in the same way, as people are waking up more and more, they are seeing the world in a dramatically different way very quickly because they're freeing themselves from the implanted delusions and illusions.
I liken it to a cult, and I call it the cult of the all-seeing eye. I think that's fairly accurate. I mean, sometimes it feels like you need to kidnap these people, take them to a hotel somewhere, and just minimally, you don't have to indoctrinate them with your information, but minimally get them out of the environment where they're getting all of this misinformation, lies and propaganda and mind control, and all of a sudden they start coming back to their original self. I mean, that's how it seems when you're talking to people out on the street, when you're trying to witness to people, for lack of a better expression, and they come up against that, you come up against this red-faced, white-knuckled, we support our troops, you know, mentality, you realize how deep the mind control is. David, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back with a ton of calls for you. James, JG, Kelly, Judy, Ann, others, all from around the country here in the United States. We're going to be right back with you and David Icke after this.
Mm-hmm. For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
SaveOnCommunications.com is a proven leader in online communications since 1995. If it's the lowest bill you're looking for, not just the lowest rate, SaveOnCommunications is the answer. They help businesses and residential customers shop the absolute best values in communication products and services available on the market today. Visit them online at www.SaveOnCommunications.com and start saving up to 70% today. Or call toll-free at 1-866-815-6343.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
And now, back to Deadline Live with your narrator, Jack Blood.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If you fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Folks, welcome back to the program, and of course, I am the editor and publisher of jackblood.com, jackblood.net. This radio program, Deadline Live, airs Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time, can be heard around the world on www.rbnlive.com. Of course, you can just go to jackblood.com, click to the Listen Live page. My guest is David Icke. His main portal, his main website is davidicke.com. It lists not only some fantastic archives, thousands and thousands of pages of mind-opening information, but also daily news stories. One of the stories that David has on his website today, as I have on mine, a very interesting article about Henry Mackow. We've had Dr. Mackow on the show, and challenged people's open minds big time. And this article is titled Rothschild Targets, Putin and Bush Cheney. Goes into the infighting going on in the New World Order and the separate compartments of the New World Order. David, did you have a chance to read that article?
Yeah, I had a look through it. It's something I've been talking about for years, and that is that the whole structure, not only of society but of the Illuminati, is one of compartmentalized pyramids. where if you look at any organization today, or a secret society, a government, a university, a business, whatever it is, they're all structured as pyramids. You've got the tiny few at the capstone that know how all the little sections of the pyramid fit together and what the picture really is. And then you've got all these other people in the compartments who only know enough to do their job. And the further you come down the pyramid in any organization, including secret societies, not least secret societies, you're meeting more and more people, but they're knowing as you go down with each stage less and less of what the big picture is. So in the end, the people that know the biggest picture are actually those outside the public arena that you never see, because those with the real power are not going to put themselves on public display.
That's right.
They're not going to put themselves in the obvious positions of power, because they can be targeted there. So when you reach the level of a Bush or a Putin or a Blair, in theory, you're at the top of your particular pyramid. But in fact, you're just a gopher compared with those that are really in control behind the scenes. And you are completely expendable. They'll put you in while you play the game, and they'll take you out when you don't play the game, or if the game would benefit from their point of view by taking you out. For instance, if they, for instance, created an assassination of Bush, it would create a situation in which they could then justify endless changes in society and more control and more militarization of domestic law enforcement and all these things. And to the people with the real power, George W. Bush is as expendable as anyone else is. And then you have the other level where these people within the compartments, like the Putins and the Bushes and the stuff and all the others, and people within their countries, they're fighting among themselves also, because they want to be at the top of the greasy pole. But behind it all is the force that will knock heads together when the point comes where the infighting is affecting the overall agenda.
Oh, David, if Putin and Bush are expendable, I hate to think what my position is on that greasy pole. Let's go ahead and take some of these.
I'm not on it at all. I don't want to be on any pole, greasy or otherwise.
Right, I hear you. Exactly. Well, that's why we're here doing this with you today, David. Let's go to some of these calls, or otherwise we're going to have a revolt here on our hands. First up is James in California. James, thank you for holding. A question for David Icke.
Hi, David. How are you?
Hello, James.
Doing pretty good. Real quick thing. I went to your L.A. seminar. It was phenomenal. It was organized very well. I have two quick questions.
Right.
When will the video for L.A. come out? And secondly, what role did Andrew Carnegie play in the global agenda? And specifically, what about the book he wrote with Napoleon Hill called Think and Grow Rich?
Thanks, James.
Right. Well, I can't talk too much about the final point, because I've not researched that well enough to talk about it. But Carnegie and all these industrialists like Morgan and Rockefellers and all this other stuff, they are often, and I think Carnegie and Morgan are good examples of this, they're often perceived, again, as I was saying a few minutes ago about Bush and Putin, they're perceived as being real powerful people and in control of their empires, when what the Illuminati do is they use endless front people who appear to be in power. I mean, I would suggest very strongly that Bill Gates at Microsoft is one of these, where the real power is behind the scenes. And so people think that person A, Carnegie or whoever, is in control, and someone over here might be in competition with this company, and this guy's in control of that company, and he's in competition with this fella, when really behind the scenes, the whole shebang is being controlled by the same people, and the people we think are in control are just front men. The same with what they do with nominee directors, where they'll put people on a board of directors, and it seems to be, you know, a diverse board of directors, but what it is a group of people who are just proxy voters for the force that put them there and is controlling those companies from behind the scenes.
And then he also asks when your video of the LA event might be coming out.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a problem with that, to be honest. Unfortunately, the way that it was shot, it didn't come out terribly well. So what we're going to do, I've been holding this back, waiting for the LA video to be done. I'm going to bring out a talk I did in London, which is saying, you know, pretty much the same thing. So that's going to be coming out in the next few weeks.
Right.
I spoke to 2,000 people in London. And when you think, Jack, that just a few years ago, I was talking to a handful of people in little village halls in England, and now it's 2,000 people. This wake-up is happening, mate.
People are hungry for the information, David, and I guess I'm a testimony to that as well. Let's go to JG in Virginia. You're up, JG. A question for David Icke.
Hey, y'all. I went to David's seminar in North Carolina last year and got a chance to meet you too, Jack.
All right.
And I just wanted to get David's comments on two issues real quick. The first is General Albert Pike and how the Illuminati agenda fits into the American Civil War and the Grand Dragons of the Ku Klux Klan. And the second is one that I talked your ear off about, Jack, and that is the Beatles and Paul McCartney and how he was apparently killed and replaced on September 11th, 1966, because he was rebelling against the Illuminati agenda.
I remember you now, JJ.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Two good questions. Albert Pike and the Beatles. You want to handle those, David?
Yeah, well, on the Beatles front and Paul McCartney, I've read the stuff about that from time to time, and some of it, I have to say, is very compelling in the detail it goes into. But having not researched it in detail myself, I can't really talk on that, because I think, you know, if you talk about things you haven't researched, then it doesn't take us anywhere. But in terms of Albert Pike and the KKK, what we have is a structure which you can liken to a pyramid, or you can liken to a spider's web. And in the center of the spider's web is the spider. This is the force that operates behind the scenes. And as you come out from the web, all the different strands of the Illuminati are there. There's a strand called the Freemasons. There's a strand called the Knights of Malta. There's a strand that's much further out from the spider called the Bilderberg Group, or the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. And the closer you are to the spider in the web, the more elite your secret society is. And the Ku Klux Klan is one of these strands. There are endless numbers of them, and some of them are far right, as we would call them, like the KKK, and others will be far left and appear to be in opposition to another strand, which is actually in the same web. This is the key point that people need to look at, because just because an organization A is in public antagonistic to organization B and vice versa, doesn't mean those two organizations are not controlled by the same force. Because if you want to control a football match or a soccer match, Jack, you have to control both sides. It's no good controlling one side in a debate or an argument or a situation, because you will influence the outcome if you control one side. You will not know the outcome before the game starts. So what they do is control all these different areas of society,
right.
the left in politics, the right in politics, the center in politics, and because of the way the pyramid structure works in political parties as well as everything else, the vast majority of people in that, for instance, Republican convention in New York will be genuinely believing that they are standing for a Republican Party that's different from the Democratic Party. Yeah. They're standing for something that's unique to them, when really they're just the right of politics in America's version or the Illuminati web, and the Democrats are the more left, just about left of center strand in the Illuminati political web in America. It's all there as an illusion. And Albert Pike, in many ways, who was a very high Freemason and involved in all these shadowy groups. Of course, his statue is next to Washington, D.C. police station. I've seen it myself, because he is held in very high historical regard by the Illuminati. And he talked about having two wars, which we've had two in the 20th century, and then having a third. And my feeling very strongly, and all my research over the years has pointed to this, that the Third World War that the Illuminati want to cause the massive global problem that they can offer the centralized world government, world central bank, world army solution to, is a conflict with China. And for me, very strongly, what is happening at this time with Iraq and this so-called war on terrorism is that America is being used on the surface. We're saying America's expansionism, America's doing this, Satan America, when, in fact, America is being used by these shadowy forces to destroy itself.
Yeah, America is being used to break America.
Exactly.
We could talk more about that when we come back from this break. David, stay with us. Kelly, Judy, Ann, Ted, others. We'll be right back after this. Jack Blood with you.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
And now, back to Deadline Live with your narrator, Jack Blood.
I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Here's Love Connection. Watch this and get fat and stupid. By the way, keep drinking beer, you morons.
All right, folks, that's the great Bill Hicks. We play periodically during this program. It's funny, we were actually in New York, one of the film crew working with Alex Jones, who will be coming up with me here in about a half an hour after this interview, was Kevin Booth, who worked with Bill Hicks and is making a new film documentary, writing a book about Bill Hicks. I'm anxious to see that come out. I know you're a big fan of Bill Hicks, David.
Oh, yeah. One of the great Texans of all time, Bill
Hicks.
He was a guy who... was coming from the direction that basically I come from, which is speak your truth. And if people don't like it, well, they can do the other thing, but it's still your truth.
Well, he was also talking about the prison warders of the lower fourth dimension. It's almost like he'd read your books before you even wrote them.
Well, what happened with Bill, of course, is that Bill used to take substances that what are known as psychoactive drugs. That when you take them, I've taken them twice about a year ago, 18 months ago now, just to see what would happen. And I had amazing experiences. So what happened? And you can have bad experiences, but what happens? And this is why Bill was so enlightened in terms of the world that he lived in. And he talked about, you know, he was aggressive in his delivery and used humor in a very powerful way.
Yeah.
But he also talked about love being the only thing worth having. Infinite love is the only truth. Everything else is illusion, as I say, in time loop. And when you take these psychoactive drugs, they can lift the veil that the Matrix puts symbolically across our eyes, and you go beyond it, and you see that life is infinite, that there is no death, that we are living in an illusion of our own creation, and our beliefs are creating it. See, people say about using your own mind and thinking for yourself, but what happens is that we don't use the mind overwhelmingly to serve us. We serve our minds, because our minds become programmed with all the emotional doubts and fears. That's the key word, fear. And we get caught in the mind chatter all the time, which is always invariably negative. Oh, I'd like to do this with my life. Oh, you can't do that. You've got a family. You've got a cat. You've got a mortgage. You can't do that. The mind is always trying to keep us in the matrix, in the box, because the mind has been programmed to do that. And we also think that the mind is what we are. Mind is consciousness. Mind is what fraction of consciousness. There are many infinite levels to consciousness beyond mind, where you don't even have to think, you just know. You don't have to think about something, you know.
Well, that's
it.
How you would define faith. I know there's many definitions, but that is the trusting definition, where you say, for instance, David, we went up to New York and we knew we were going to be protected. People said they were sending us their protection, some of them on the line right now, and we just trusted that we would be protected because we were working for good, all in all, and to try to help people to free their minds. Man, that was a great comment. I just wrote that down. Our mind doesn't serve us. We serve our minds. It's the kind of on line with the quote I gave you last time we talked. Your dreams are waiting for you to come true. It's not the other way around, because you probably aren't competent enough, most of us, to even have a dream or know what a dream is. We got a lot of calls, Dave. What I want to do is take these calls in rapid fire. And
okay,
if we can keep your answers somewhat succinct, folks, if you can keep your questions somewhat easy and succinct, we'll get through all of you and maybe more. Kelly is first up from Idaho. Thank you so much for holding. A question for David Icke.
Hi, David.
Hi, Dave.
You also in Los Angeles. It was excellent.
Thank you.
And I look forward to the new video. I've read your books and such. But my question is, so many people now say anyone but Bush. So one is Kerry bloodline, and two, what is your prediction for the presidential election in America?
Kerry's more bloodline than Bush.
Oh, yeah, he's more bloodline than Bush. One of the things that I've been talking about for a lot of years now is this bloodline connection, which goes back to the far ancient world. I mean, these families that manifest as the modern elite are actually ancient bloodlines that go back to places like Babylon and Sumer and Egypt. And they have kept, through interbreeding, a certain DNA which they want to keep, because it's to do with this interdimensional connection with what they perceive to be the gods that they do their rituals to. Anyway, when you look at the presidential elections, right the way from George Washington, and you read the stuff that is produced at every election by people from Burke's Peerage in London, this Bible of blue blood genealogy, you find that the American presidents, from Washington to Bush, are just as much a royal genetic dynasty as anything we have in Europe. It's just extraordinary. And what this publication has been pointing out for several elections now is the amazing statistic that every single presidential election in American history has been won by the candidate with the most royal genetics.
And, David, that would mean that John Kerry will get elected, but I'm seeing it coming up another way. Maybe they're going to change this synthesis, this formula. We'll be right back with more David Icke and your calls, Judy Ann, JP, John, all the rest. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
And now, back to Deadline Live with your narrator, Jack Blood.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Yes, welcome back to the program. Jack Blood here with you. Deadline Live, 5 days a week. You can hear this program on Republic Broadcasting Network, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time, and loads of interesting guests just like David Icke. David is with us today. Before we went to break, I have interpreted after attending two conventions, two Skull and Bones coronations, that George W. Bush is going to win this election. Now, that is a reversal of my earlier prediction that John Kerry would win the election. But again, according to Burke's Peerage and others, this is now published in mainstream news. They're predicting John Kerry to win on bloodline alone, which is just fantastic on its own, David. You've been saying that for years. Yeah, they're predicting that Kerry wins.
I agree with you, Jack. Over the last few elections, the two Clinton wins and then George W. Bush, it was pretty easy to predict the winner. I mean, I was predicting George Bush years before he got elected, because you only had to look at his family history, his father, and his influence within this network, plus the fact they were heightening his political profile in Texas as governor, that you know, he was a chosen one. But I agree with you. I wouldn't want to call this one, because I think there's some kind of factor X involved in this that we need to know before we really know the full background to this. You know, in many ways, like I said earlier, George Bush would be a lot more useful to them assassinated than actually in office, given what that would justify. But for sure, we've got two skull and bones front men, two bloodline families, and whichever one, this is the point really, whichever one gets into power or apparent power, the Illuminati are going to be in the White House.
Yeah, I mean, when I was at the GOP in New York, I saw all the Illuminati heavyweights there, Henry Kissinger, all these guys, and they were all frothing at the mouth, looking like they very well had this thing in hand, and it looks like Kerry was, in a sense, throwing this election. So, as you say, factor X. Let's go to these phone calls. This is your show, people. I want to give you a chance to speak to David. It's a rare privilege for all of us. Judy is up next in New York. Judy, thank you for calling in. A question for David Icke.
Yes, it's Judy calling from Babylon, Jack.
Modern Babylon. Well, no offense, but you know what I mean.
No, I'm an hour north, so I'm not personalizing it. This is an honor, but I'm trying to talk with New York speed. I have two quickie questions. One, David, I saw you in Norwalk, Connecticut, and it was a life-transforming experience. Is there any hope of your coming to New York City? And the second question for either of you, good men, is do the protests and demonstrations like we just witnessed, do they do any good, or is it just to make the people who are doing them feel good?
Thanks, Judy. David?
Well, funny enough, I'm about 2 hours from our version, Babylondon, we call it, one of the great centers for the Illuminati globally, of course, at operational level. Coming to New York, I'd love to, and if someone would organize that, I'd come at a shot, because I think it's a very important city for this information to get out to, because, of course, because of 9/11, it has been misled in the most grotesque way, and has been subjected to attacks that have been blamed on a false villain, when it was actually orchestrated within the borders of the United States. And one of the other reasons that they are desperate to get control of this country, America, in an Orwellian fashion, is because they know that if they don't start shutting these portals down, this is going to come out, and there's going to be amazing revelations about what 9/11 was really about. In terms of the protests, well, I think to a certain extent both things are true, Judy, because they have to give us the illusion of being allowed to protest. Otherwise, we would believe that we're in a fascist or totalitarian state.
Yeah, but David, they didn't let, you know, I had a lot of protesters trying to speak to me as part of the media, and they were told that if they speak to the media, they'll be arrested. And I actually had several policemen interrupting me mid-interview as I'm wearing a Fox press pass, okay? So it wasn't that I wasn't credentialed enough. The police did not allow us to talk to the protesters after about the second and third day. Let's go to Ann in New Mexico. What's that?
Let's make a point there very quickly.
Yeah. Go for it.
At the point where the protesters are doing what they did in New York, yes, they will try to disrupt and throw a spanner in the works there. What they're looking for is the general perception that protests are okay. So people looking on the news, the mainstream news, they would see protesters and they think, yeah, people are still allowed to protest. This is a free country. Actually, on the ground, the people doing it find something different. But of course, they don't care less about whether they know it's a totalitarian state, because most of these protesters have already sussed that anyway.
Yeah, one of the funniest stories, we're going to have this guy on, Sean McComber, and he works for the American Spectator, which is a total neocon press, actually got arrested with one of the protesters. So that'll show you how wide these sweeps were. We are going to go now to Ann in New Mexico. Ann, thank you so much for holding all this time. A question for David Icke.
Jack, I'm glad you're back.
Yes, I made it.
Yeah, I prayed to Yahweh for you.
Thank you.
And he is love. And David, what a privilege to talk to you. I'm holding your book, The Time Loop. Wonderful research. I had trouble getting through level two, of course.
But
you're just wonderful. You are a warrior along with Alex and Jack. And you know what it is? If we have the courage to implode the constructs of the Matrix, the Twin Towers, the right, left, double mind, think and speak, we'll be free. We will be eyes wide open, we'll be aware, and it will be always us, meaning that sacred experience between the I and thou, not the I and it, which is what they're making us. They're just making us consumers. It'll be always us living love.
I agree.
Yes. Beautiful.
We are constructing this reality based on what we have been manipulated to believe about ourselves and about the world we live in. When we change that, when we move beyond mind into heart, into true consciousness that is beyond thought, then the world that we create, that we manifest from that state of being, will reflect that state of being, which is why I said earlier, if you're in a state of fighting for something, even if it's fighting for peace, which is contradiction in terms, then you will experience a state of fighting, a state of conflict. When you peace for peace, you will peace within yourself, manifest as peace around you. You will then live in a peaceful, have a peaceful experience because you will be putting that out, creating that reality.
I agree with you, David. That makes us a couple of girly men. We are girly men because we believe in love over war.
Oh, I know. when you're a bloke, and you talk about love, people think you must be. He'll be doing the washing up next with his pinafore on, you know. But really, love is the ultimate power, the ultimate strength. See, one of the great ways that men are manipulated is this whole macho thing, where you have to scream and shout and, oh, I'm a man, I'm a real man. Well, what's one of them? And what's actually happening is that we're being manipulated into that, because then you have the female, the little woman, and there you've got a polarity. Well, actually, we're all consciousness. We're all the same consciousness, whether we're in a female body or a male body. So to reflect the true nature of that infinite consciousness, we all have to reflect the two polarities and bring them
into balance. That's right. We need balance. I was quoting Arnold Schwarzenegger. I was quoting the Governator, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who would have probably called us girly men, but of course, being a Rothschild agent, that's what he's been trained to say. Let's knock out these three more calls here we have waiting. JP is up next in California. Thank you for holding, JP. A quick question for David Icke.
Hey, David, how are you?
Hello, mate.
I have so many questions for you, but really quickly, I've been studying your research on manifestation, and I have a real quick question. How do we change habit patterns so that we can start manifesting something differently? Second thing, are we seeing a modern-day problem, reaction, solution with the Russian terrorist situation so that the U.S. can move into the region for oil and that sort of thing?
Oh, I think that Chechnya thing is very much a manipulated situation. It's kind of interesting that when you look at Chechnya, you look at Afghanistan, you look at Iraq, and all this circle of conflict and, quote, terrorism, there is a good common denominator called the Caspian Sea, which is this massive area of oil and gas reserves that the Illuminati pig trough is awash with in terms of wanting to control it. Of course, we have the pipeline situation across Afghanistan, which was not going ahead while the Taliban was there, so they removed the Taliban, and suddenly it's going ahead. And you have people like Hamid Karzai, who was the replaced the Taliban as leader of Afghanistan, who was a former advisor to Unocal Oil Company, wanted to build. So wherever you look, terrorism, wars on terrorism, and control of oil or gas reserves seem to go together. And I'm sure this Chechnya thing is the same. And also, whenever you have a tyrant, they always want to unite the people around them on the basis of a common enemy. All these tyrants want a common enemy. So Bush creates a common enemy, although he's controlling Bush still. I'm not sure he's bright enough to do it himself. And so Putin's now got a common enemy in which to unite the people. So there's always a monster. I mean, remember that monster called Colonel Gaddafi that suited Reagan Bush administration at one time? Now, of course, he's one of the gang. It's all right, you know.
Right, and it reminds me of Goldstein from 1984.
Exactly.
Paul Martin, let's go to Paul's doing a great job here on the board with us. Let's go next to John in New Jersey. John, you're up. Question for David Icke.
Hi, Jack. Hi, David.
Hello, John.
I just had a question about the Chechnya situation, actually, just like JB. I was wondering, I went to Dr. Makow's website, and he's talking about this might be a symbol that...
We just talked about that. Yeah, actually, it's punishment for, you know, taking control of Yukos and not conforming to the Rothschild arm of the New World Order. David?
Right. I just wanted to know what you guys thought about if there's a possible rift in sort of the Illuminati and if this is a punishment.
Well, I think there's always rifts, like I said earlier, because when you're in the mentality that wants to control and wants to have power over, then you don't just switch that off in terms of your own situation. You want to be at the top of your own power structure, as well as that power structure having power over the people in general. I'm sure they do have horrendous slaps on the wrist when they step out of line and start believing their own publicity, i.e. they're actually in control of their country. In the secret societies, you take it down to that level, the punishments for revealing secrets and not doing as you're told are horrendous enough to keep everyone in line normally. But, you know, it's difficult to read some of these situations, except with hindsight. But I have no doubt whatsoever that this whole Chechnya situation is just another form of creating conflict, because when you're in a state of conflict, in a state of fear, you're in a state of division, and manipulating a situation of division is far, far more easy and simple than trying to manipulate a situation of harmony, which is why what the Illuminati are doing all the time, all over the planet, is trying to destroy harmony, trying to destroy peace, trying to destroy balance, because that's the very state of human being that they want to avoid us getting into, because then we start to become very different people.
Yeah, some are predicting, and according to the source in this article by Henry Makow, this Tim Raffet, who is a British-based intelligence analyst, predicting that Putin will be assassinated within 2 years. Putin and Bush, I mean, I guess we wouldn't be surprised to see both these guys taken out, replaced by more loyal New World Order types. But again, I mean, we have to clarify, because at the summit of the pyramid, where the eye sits at the top of that pyramid, these people are all the same, and they're not fighting. These are the people, the controllers, who generally, you know, might disagree on how to accomplish the agenda, but these are the people that are going to cut up the pie that the New World Order is going to create. Let's go to Melissa in Texas. Melissa, you'll have the last word today with David Icke. Appreciate you calling and your question.
Well, I have a comment first.
Go ahead.
Question. David, hello.
Hello.
The reptilian thing, nobody's really mentioned it, but I got to say, I don't have trouble believing that. I have never seen a reptilian per se, but you look at their nature, and it's kind of like, I don't know, the giant Komodo dragons. They'll even eat each other, you know?
Well, we have a reptile brain, actually.
Yeah, right. Well, and then my question, David, was there a time when you ever did believe that in Jesus Christ as, you know, the Redeemer of mankind?
No.
No, okay.
No, there never was.
That doesn't stop me from loving you, by the way.
But if people want to, you know, symbolize their version of love with the figure of Jesus, fantastic. You know, in the end, the name we give to love is irrelevant to the love that we are feeling, the love that we're expressing. We get caught, I think, a lot in detail, and we stop seeing the forest because we're so concerned with the twigs. And the forest is that infinite love is the only truth. Everything else is illusion. Love is what, you know, this infinite reality is. This multidimensional infinite reality is based on love. What's happened is we've got disconnected from that in this matrix, and therefore we experience a reality that's anything but love in its you know, basic everyday experience. But we can bring that back. And if we symbolize that as Jesus or symbolize that as anyone, fine. But the thing is, it's the love that is the key, not the name we give to it. I talk about infinite consciousness. That's just a name. Someone might call that God. Fine. I don't have a problem with that. It's not the name. It's the state of being that is the key. and we get divided and ruled by arguing over names and structures instead of agreeing on the big picture.
Well, it's fair to say
anything
that divides us is certainly a tool of the Illuminati New World Order. I'd like to say that Jesus was also a girly man who professed love. And, you know, it is important that we take the principles, the teaching, the principles of that portion of the Holy Bible and integrate those into our life. But, David, you have a really long and involved and, I think, rather accurate point in your seminars where you prove that Christianity came from Babylonian and ancient mystery teachings. And I think before people make decisions on these types of things, they would probably do themselves a favor to check out some of your research in this department.
Well, yeah, because I met a guy some years ago who was a very, very avid Christian in the 60s, and he was a scientist, and he set out to prove that all that was said about Jesus was true. And as he told me, in a very short time, he realized that all the evidence was that the opposite. And you know, but if people, like I said, want to symbolize Jesus as love, that's fantastic. But when you do the research and you go back to the religions and religious structures and names and dates and everything of Babylon, then you see very clearly that the religion of Babylon was relocated to Rome and just changed the names
sun,
and the dates.
Sun religion.
And called it Christianity. It's a sun-worshipping religion. That's what it is under another name.
David, stay with me. We'll come back, wrap this up, give out your contact info. Jack Blood here with you. We'll be right back after this. Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
And now, back to Deadline Live with your narrator, Jack Blood.
The abuse of prisoners,
torture of prisoners, degrading treatment of people in the custody of coalition forces. Those things are completely and totally acceptable.
Land of the free, home of the slave. Welcome to the police states of America, folks. It's a bad thing, and I know many of you work with me to take this country back. Obviously, we've got a big problem throughout this entire world to stop these monsters from consolidating power and setting up control grids. It seems sometimes like a losing battle, folks, but the power of mind is a very powerful thing indeed. And if we can just get ourselves out of the reality, the prison mentality that these people have indoctrinated into us, we can begin to start changing things. David, I just can't thank you enough for joining me. And, you know, we don't on this program, we don't talk about religion. We don't talk about some of these issues that I believe are divisive issues in general and certainly are going to keep us spinning our wheels. So I appreciate your comments. But I mean, there's a lot to do here. Let's leave people first. Before we do that, I want to give out your phone number here to get David's books. If you're not online, you would call 888-609-5006. Let me repeat that. 1-888-609-5006. You can go to www.bridgeoflove.com or, of course, davidike.com. That's I-C-K-E. I recommend, of course, Tales from the Time Loop and The Truth Shall Set You Free. Two great books that will get you up to speed fast. David, let's leave people with something they can do, something positive, and we have about 2 minutes or less to do that.
Well, what they can do is to observe themselves and see how their own thoughts and actions are programmed thoughts and actions and reactions, and ask themselves, is this coming from me, or is this coming from some externally programmed reaction that I've been having all my life because that's what I've been programmed to do? And when you start observing yourself like that, you start to access a level of yourself which is beyond the mind that you deal with daily, and you start to see the world in a very, very different way because you basically start to go beyond the programming. When you look at subliminal advertisements, you can look at them and not see anything in them in terms of the subliminals. When someone points out where the subliminal is, suddenly, when you look at that advertisement again, the subliminal is the only thing you can see. It's dead obvious to you because something's been brought down from a non-conscious level to the conscious level, and suddenly you can see it. It's become your conscious reality.
David, I got to stop you there. This, you go into detail from Tales from the Time Loop on this, and in your seminars, I urge people to go check that out. Wanted to let people know, I'll be folding over for the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. Alex Jones will be my guest for the first hour. Make sure to change your dial to, on shortwave, 12.160 for that next hour. David, thank you so much for joining me. You know, best of luck to you. You embody how I leave this show every day, which is be bold and great things will come to you. That's Geta. And you certainly embodied that. You know, our thoughts are with you.
Thanks, Jack. Just one very quickly. I was told at the start of this journey, a great consciousness shift was coming that was going to transform the world from the prison to the paradise. It looks bad now, but that's where we're heading.
That's the 100th monkey, and who knows, folks, you out there listening, you might be that 100th monkey. David, thanks again. I'll talk to you real soon, buddy.
Thanks, Jack. Bye.
Thank you. Folks, davidike.com. Stay tuned. Be right back. More on RBN. That's right. National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. I'll be sitting in for John today. Alex Jones will be my guest for the first hour. Stay tuned, folks. Until then, be bold and great things will come to you. Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.